Get the buzz and be seen at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. Now, welcome to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
Welcome to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. My guest is Joe Navarra from Chapel Hill Printing. Welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
Glad to have you here. Joe, let's talk about Chapel Hill Printing. Tell us, what is Chapel Hill Printing?
Chapel Hill Printing is a local commercial printer. Chapel Hill Printing has been in operation since 1975. Mm-hmm. Was started by Steve Frommey, and he was just starting a small print company and built it up into not a big printing company, but a lot bigger than when he first started. Chapel Hill Printing can do all kinds of printing for you, whether it's business cards or postcards, letterhead, envelopes. We also do some wide format printing, which is banners and posters. And we do some design work as well. I have a really good designer on my staff.
So you've got a large array of services that you offer.
I do.
Right. Well, what separates Chapel Hill Printing from other printers?
Well, you know, I can't speak about other printers in a negative way, but I can speak about Chapel Hill Printing in a positive way and say that one of my main goals as a business owner is to provide really top-notch service. I believe that, you know, because I'm a customer too, and I go to places and I buy merchandise, and I want, when I'm at a store, I want to be served well. And so it's very important to me that when somebody comes to Chapel Hill Printing, or if they call in, or even if they just, you know, do it via the web, that I want them to feel like the experience has been a real nice experience and that they've been well taken care of.
Very good. I'm hearing customers first.
Customer service
is right. Very important. Joe, you mentioned printing in the examples you gave, brochures. You gave about five different examples. Tell us, what's the most popular service you offer? Or the top two most popular?
Well, I'll tell you this. It's printing has really changed over the past, let's say, decade. It used to be a lot more black and white or two color, you know, where you'd have a spot color printing. But now, because of the implementation of the digital machines, it's really changed the whole industry, where now you can do full color printing much less expensive. And people like that. You know, people want to have these fancy business cards and nice brochures, and so do I.
All right.
So I understand that. So I would say that that's been, well, what was the question again?
What are the most popular services you
offer?
Okay,
sorry. I want to say that it would be the digital printing. Our digital printer our full color digital printer is running all the time.
Full-color digital printing. And I imagine that saves customers a lot of money as well.
It does, because back in the old days, and in the old days aren't that long ago.
True.
If you wanted to have a nice full-color brochure printed, you would have to go to a large printer, much larger printer. And if you wanted only 500, you were still paying the same cost as somebody who wanted, like, a few thousand.
My goodness.
You know, you had to pay for large quantities. You didn't do 500 unless you had money to burn.
Right.
Now you can do 500 for very, very low cost. And it's, you know, and it just really helps the consumer.
Joe, what do you say to people who say, well, I have a color printer at my home, in my office. I'll just go ahead and create these myself, print them out, save a whole lot of money. What would you say to that person?
Well, I mean, I'm not going to argue with them. That's one thing I've learned, is not to argue with people. You don't get anywhere with them, because they're only going to, their mission at that point is going to be to prove you wrong, whether you are or you're not. And so I just learned not to argue. And, you know, but if somebody asked me my opinion, what I would say is that you're, in the short term, you're probably going to pay less, or it appears that you've paid less, but you have to think about, what's your time worth? How much are you spending on the ink cartridges, you know, that you're using? because I know personally that that can get very expensive, because I have two daughters at home who just love to print out everything from the Webkinz website.
Webkinz?
Yeah. Oh, God. they go through so many printing cartridges.
Oh, no.
And so I do know that that can get very expensive. And so it although you may appear like you're saving money by printing 15, 20 copies at a time, long term, you're spending a lot more money. I don't know how much it multiplies to, but it's a lot more.
I imagine quality is probably an issue as well, since you can do something nice and glossy and have your designers work on it as well, that they can also save in terms of the quality of the outcome, the quality of the final product. What do you think?
Well, I want to say that that's true, but some of these, you know, if somebody invests in a nice inkjet printer, they can still get decent quality. But again, going back to the cost, though, you know, to print a one out is one thing, but if they're looking to have a bunch of brochures for a room full of people, so yeah, you can get decent quality on that, but you're still paying a lot more
for it.
So if cost is not an issue, then, you know, if cost isn't an issue, then in my opinion, have a large printer print you, you know, 50,000 of them. Then anyway,
you mentioned a one out. What is a one out?
A one out meaning if you just need one copy of it, you know,
okay.
Yeah, one brochure. You know, if you're going to a presentation, you know, then sure, print one out yourself on your, or even five, you know. But if you know, if you don't have a high end inkjet printer, though, then you need to come see us.
Got it. Now, Joe, you're talking about high tech. Can customers also send you their information online?
Absolutely. Our website, which happens to be chapelhillprinting.com, we have a spot on there where you can you can just send a quote, or you can, from that same page, you can upload files and send it as an order. And then we just go and we retrieve the files and use them as if you brought it to us on a disk.
Does it have to be a JPEG? Can it be a certain extension? What does it have to be?
The preferred format is a PDF.
PDF.
And so when we, but some people, they can't afford some of the higher end softwares like Illustrator or InDesign, and so they make their artwork in you know, Word, or some we even get in PowerPoint, and you know, and then we just have to do the best we can to make it work, but we always prefer to get a PDF, ready to print PDF is
just
the best.
Let it go. All the editing is done. It's perfect. Just print what you get. WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get.
Right.
And print it right out. Do you find that your clients are more sophisticated, that as we throw out terms like PDF and JPEG, are they up on these kind of terminology when it comes to design and printing?
The younger the customer is, the more up they are on it. It's
cool.
The you know, I'm in my 40s, and you know, people, we in my generation, we really started to get into the computers. I remember in school when we were still learning, I guess it was DOS.
DOS!
Yeah.
A moment of silence for DOS.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so but when you start getting older, people, there are a lot of people that still haven't taken the time to learn the terminologies and what the formats are. But anybody my age and under, they're very well attuned.
They're savvy to the term.
Yeah,
and how to create a PDF. They know how to do that.
And it's very easy to create a PDF. I mean, from most programs, if you just go to print, there's usually in the print window an opportunity, and you know, an option to print it to a PDF, and that's how you save it as a PDF.
Oh, now so you go to print, and there's an option there to create a PDF. Does it say click PDF or something like that?
It usually will say PDF. I don't even remember off the top of my head right now. It might what exactly it says, but it's got the word PDF. So
we know to look for it. That's great. Joe, let's take a break just for a second and come back and talk some more about Chapel Hill Printing. This is Sharon Hill talking to Mr. Joe Navarro from Chapel Hill Printing. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to today's business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
We're speaking today with Mr. Joe Navarra of Chapel Hill Printing. Joe, you were telling us how easy it is to create a PDF. I thank you so much for that information, because
You're
who
welcome.
Knew it would be so easy for those who know what a PDF is. Let's move on to the quality of paper, because I know when we hear printing, we think paper.
Right.
Is it true that the quality, the weight of the paper can make a difference in the quality of the final product?
Absolutely. If you use a very light paper, let's say you're printing a brochure and you just want to print it on 20-pound paper, well, that's going to show when you do your presentation or when you start giving it out. And you also, you don't have to print it on, you know, a really heavy weight text weight paper. There's a difference. There's text weight paper and there's cover paper. The cover weight is more of the card stock. There's a light, you know, you have a lighter version to a real very thick, heavy version. And then text weight is everything from like your copy paper to, you know, magazine type of paper where
okay.
it's a little thicker.
Okay.
Okay, and so there are multiple versions of the paper, meaning, you know, you have uncoated paper, you have coated paper, and then there are different coatings. There's a matte coating, there's gloss coating, dull coating. So it's very, and then when you have the gloss, there's different variations of how glossy it is. So, but going back to your initial question, I have one particular designer we work with who loves to have things printed on matte paper. Then I have another designer who prefers glossy. So when designer A sees something that's printed on the glossy, he feels that he doesn't like the quality of it. Whereas designer B sees something on the glossy and thinks that it's the best thing, you know, it's out of this world.
Oh.
So it's just, it's a preference. A lot of it comes to preference but both of them would probably feel the same way if somebody printed their brochure on 20-pound Xerox paper. They probably wouldn't feel too strongly about it. But then again, you know, if that's all that you have the budget for, sometimes we need to do what we need to do till we can afford to get, you know, a higher-end brochure or higher-end letterhead and, you know, such as that.
Does the weight of the paper affect the cost?
It can. If you're not buying a real high-end paper, like let's say like a Classic Crest or a Strathmore, the weight of the paper it's just a matter of, you know, several dollars in a normal print order.
Okay.
If you start getting into the higher-end papers, then you'll start seeing a significant jump in price.
So it's really what your customer wants is an outcome. I know you can offer advice,
yes.
But the customer will have to understand what you're talking about in terms of those weights of the papers to say, this is what I want. I'll pay the extra $7 or $8, whatever, for the paper.
Right.
Joe, who are most of your customers in terms of their industry or their profession?
It's so wide. The variety, it's just a great variety of customers. We do business for so many people, from people who are doing research to doctors to attorneys to Twig. We do printing for. We do printing for Town Hall Grill. We do, you know, Jeffrey Howard. You know, so here I'm giving you three completely different businesses,
right.
That we do a lot of printing for, you know, it's hard to say. I mean, one of our favorite industries to work with is the medical industry.
Really?
Yeah. For some reason, we just seem to be very good at working with the medical industry. We have a good understanding of their needs, and obviously medical offices have a lot of printing, and we respect, one of the most important things, we respect the privacy of their particular items. We've had other medical offices say, what is so-and-so doing, or what can you give us show us some examples
oh,
of
dear.
And and we will not, because it's, you know, as far as we're concerned, that's their person. You know, they, if they want to go to that office and ask them what, you know, they're doing and how they're doing particular forms or their prescription pads, you know, then that's fine. But we don't share that with somebody.
It can be proprietary in some cases.
Exactly.
Sure.
That's the word I was trying to think of, and
yes.
It didn't come to my mind quick enough.
Now, you mentioned medical, you mentioned lawyers. What industries are you trying to crack to get more business?
It's funny you say that. We just were talking about this the other day. A particular industry we would love to crack is the funeral home business. And I'll tell you why. I come from New York. And in New York, there are a lot of Catholic churches.
Yes.
So we had in the Catholic community what are called funeral cards. You don't see. See, you're giving me that look. That quizzical look. What is a funeral card? A funeral card is, it's usually, it's a picture with a nice prayer on the back, or it could just be whoever the deceased, their favorite poem, and on the front is usually, in a lot of cases, was a picture of a saint. My wife's grandmother, they had a picture of a martini glass, and for my mother's funeral, we had a Thomas Kincaid painting. So, you know, so what we would like to do is we would like to come up with a way to bring that to the funeral homes in the Triangle area.
Sure.
That's a service we can offer for people, and make it affordable, of course. Because in New York, it's just something I grew up with, that, you know, and when I moved down here, whenever we would talk about it, people look at us like, what are you
talking about?
Yeah.
It's such a sweet remembrance. It's something they can keep forever,
assume,
in remembrance of the deceased.
Right, and it's a little bigger than a business card. They're usually, let's say, maybe 3x4, 3x5.
Okay,
yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, it's not big at all.
All right. And, in color?
In color, full color on the front, black and white on the back.
Okay.
And, you know, and usually print about 100 of them, depending on how popular the person was.
I've got 100 left over.
Yeah.
So do you give them to each person as they walk into the service? Do you have a stack of them so people sign in, they take a card? What's the process?
You leave, they're strategically located, you know, placed around the funeral home, so that when somebody comes in, they can take, you know, take one. They'll be one by the sign-in book, or there might be one up front, you know, and it's they're probably usually in like 3 or 4 places.
Well, a sensitive question: what if the deceased has been cremated? Do you still have funeral cards, and where would you place them?
Well, I guess if there's a memorial service, that you can still use them there, because like we've done printed programs for people here for memorial services. We've also printed programs for people for their, you know, just, you know, their funerals. But, yeah, so you can still do it there.
So you're printing funeral programs, so your foot is in the door with the funeral homes.
Usually they come from the funeral programs usually come from the families directly.
From the family, of course. What am I saying?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're thinking your foot in that door for funeral cards. We're all learning something here in North Carolina. Funeral cards.
Because it would be something that the funeral home could then offer to the family.
I see what you're saying, as a service.
Yes.
Can families come to you directly and get a funeral card?
Absolutely. That's what my wife did my wife's family did when her grandmother died. They went to a company that I used to work for in Brooklyn and told them what they wanted. And
that's with a martini glass on the back.
Exactly.
I love that.
Yeah.
Joe, if people want to contact you, you've given your website. Go ahead and give us your phone number twice and that website one more time, please.
Okay. Our phone number is 919-929-0484. Again, that's 919-929-0484. And the website is chapelhillprinting.com.
Chapelhillprinting.com.
That's right.
Joe, very quickly, tell us what happens if a customer gets exactly what they ordered, but they just don't like it. What does Chapel Hill Printing do?
We say good riddance. No.
No. They probably want to.
I'm just kidding. What we do is we try to accommodate them, of course. And 9 out of 10 times, what I will do is I will try to work with them on cost. On if they want to reprint, I'll work with them on cost. I'll definitely, you know, take off whatever markups are in the job. You know, I want a customer to be happy.
Exactly. You want to have a happy customer.
Right. And I don't want them to feel like, you know, first of all, as long I'm, you know, hoping they understand that they got exactly what they want, I still want them to walk away feeling satisfied.
Because that's the service that you always want to offer, Joe.
True.
Joe, let's take a quick break. And when we get back, we'll continue our conversation. Thanks for listening to today's business on 1360 WCHL. This is Sharon Hill talking to Mr. Joe Navarra from Chapel Hill Printing.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to today's business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
We're talking with Mr. Joe Navarra, the owner of Chapel Hill Printing. Joe, you mentioned that you make sure your customers are happy. Sometimes they can be a little crusty, but you still try to work out a way so every customer leaves happy. So it sounds like customer service is really tops with you.
Yes.
Tell us how you became the owner of Chapel Hill Printing.
Well, after we had moved here, which I guess we can get into that a little later, but when we had moved here, I was originally planning on just being a print broker, which means that I would just be the middleman between the client and whatever print houses I'd be working with. I read a book called The E-Myth Revisited.
That's one of my favorite books.
Great book, Michael
yes.
Gerber.
Yes.
And so I read that book, and when I the whole franchise model that he got into and talking about Ray Kroc at McDonald's, really just, I just said, you know, if you can put systems in place, you know, you can, I could do this. And so I started to investigate actually printing franchises. And there was one particular one that I was very interested in, and we had visited with we had met with the sales rep, and we were going around North Carolina meeting with owners of the other, you know, of this particular franchise.
Okay.
And then, but in the back of my mind, it was still, I would like to own my own business. And we looked, we were looking on bizquest.com, and Chapel Hill Printing, it was just so funny because we were very close to signing on the dotted line. And Chapel Hill Printing happened to pop up, and we had checked it several times, and it had never shown up before.
Isn't
that.
Isn't this something?
So we contacted the broker, and next thing you knew, we were putting the brakes on the franchise. And again, I have nothing bad to say about franchises. I think they're if you're working with a great franchise, it's probably the best, you know, thing you can do if you're working with a good franchise.
Right.
But do your research. But owning your own business is also has its rewards. And so that was how at Chapel, you know, we just started moving forward from that.
So the next thing you know, you're running Chapel Hill Printing and you're off and running. That's fantastic. Now, what do you consider, back to printing, what do you consider to be a large print job for Chapel Hill Printing?
Well, there's one particular research and development company here in North Carolina that we do a lot of printing for, and you know, and it's our biggest client, and we do work for them throughout the year. And once a year, we do a particular order for them that's close to 1 million pieces. Now
that's
but
big.
It's multiple items.
Oh,
it's probably about 8 or 9 different items, and between one particular item is 200,000 pieces, another one is about 90,000, and so, you know, when they all add up, it's a lot of printing.
That's a lot of printing.
So that's a very large order. You know, on our daily base, you know, printing life. A nice order at 10,000 is a pretty. If it was, let's say, somebody ordered 10,000 letterhead, or 10,000 brochures, is fantastic. But we do, you know. So yeah, I would say anything 10,000 and over is a large order.
That would be a large order. Yeah. And I imagine you have to have quite a large staff, or do you have a large staff to handle all this? Tell us about your staff.
Yeah, I don't have a large staff. Counting my wife and myself, there's seven of us. But my staff is fantastic. First of all, everybody on my staff has been in the printing industry for a very long time, except my wife. She came from a retail background, and my wife is also my business partner. She came from a retail background, which is still very customer service focused. My customer service person has been in the business close to 20 years. My pre-press guy has been in the business for about 25 years.
My goodness.
Yeah.
Great.
My pressmen and bindery operators have both grown up in the industry and have probably about 30 years of experience each. My digital operator also looking at about 30 years of experience in the print industry. Wasn't always a digital operator. He worked his way into that position.
Yes.
You're dealing with it, and I myself have 25 years of printing background.
All of you, so it really sounds like you've got a lot of experience in this company. Were most of your staff on board when you bought the company?
At this point, only the pressmen. When a new owner comes along, they feel a little uncomfortable. They're not sure where they fit, and sometimes there are situations where we're not sure where they fit.
Okay.
And we just felt, you know, either ourselves or the employees felt the need to go their separate ways. But we have, I would say, no bad feelings with anybody that worked at Chapel Hill Printing prior to us buying it.
Right. Well, you've got to move on. It's got to be the best of the best. And
yes.
Sounds like you've got the best of the best now with the experience that you have with your staff.
Oh, but I don't want to say that the ones that were working there weren't the best of the best as well.
Oh, that's true.
They got Chapel Hill Printing to the point where it is, where, you know, before we bought it. And, it's just sometimes it's just personality differences.
Got it.
Or working style that made a difference.
As with any company.
Yeah.
So you still respect the individual as much as you respect your customers.
Right.
So that says a lot about you, Joe. Well, Joe, if I said to you I needed to have something done by a certain period of time, how much lead time do you need either for that large job or the small jobs? Tell our listeners what some recommended lead times are for, say, brochures where you're starting from scratch, where you have design, versus they're sending you over the PDF, need to have it printed. Give us some examples of some time, lead times, so we can be comfortable.
Well, if we're talking about a brochure that needs to be designed, the design process can, you know, a lot of that depends on the customer. It could, you know, if they come in knowing exactly what they want, if we're designing it, if they come in knowing exactly what they want, that's something that we can knock out, you know, the design end in, let's say, a few hours, and, you know, show them a proof. And if everybody's happy, they can have finished brochures in their hands within 3 to 5 business days. But what happens, you know, quite often is people don't really know what they want. And so we'll do the first design, and then they're like, well, can we try this? And then, you know, so there's a lot of, can we do this? Can we do that? And back and forth. And so that can hamper the time. But as far, once we get to the point where we do have a final product, where we have final artwork is what I meant to say, mm-hmm. then it's about 3 to 5 business days, depending on how busy we are for something of that size. If you're talking a larger print order, then of course it can take longer.
And do you do all your printing on site?
Yeah, we do all the printing on site. We do have to send some items out to be, for a certain bindery, like if it was, something that needs to be die cut, you know, has special folds and being glued and like that, then that we have to send out.
Got it. So it sounds like you're still well-rounded, though. Whatever comes in, you can handle it.
Absolutely.
Needs to be printed.
Yes.
And that's just fine. Well, Joe, it sounds like you have got a lot going with the company, and it sounds like your employees are also very happy. I have visited your shop, and I must say, first class all the way.
We always love when you come in.
We have so much fun there, I got to tell you. So tell us again how people can contact you, Joe.
Again, they can call us at 919 929-0484, or they can visit our website at chapelhillprinting.com. And those are two great ways to get in touch with us.
Thank you, Joe. We're going to take a break. I'm here with Joe Navarra from Chapel Hill Printing. This is Sharon Hill, and you're listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL. We'll be right back.
Get a kick when you click at chapelboro.com. More of what you live here for. And now, back to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on News Talk 1360 WCHL.
You're listening to Today's Business, 1360 WCHL. We're talking with Joe Navarra. Joe Navarra. N-O-V like Victor, A-R-A.
That's right.
Right, of Chapel Hill Printing.
No O,
because I'm guilty of that too. Joe Navarra.
That's right.
Joe, you mentioned that you lived in New York, and you came down to Chapel Hill, to North Carolina. Tell us what brought you to North Carolina, and more specifically to Chapel Hill.
Well, my wife grew up in downtown Brooklyn, and I grew up on Long Island. I lived in Brooklyn for 13 years prior to moving to Chapel Hill, and you know, we were very happy where we lived. We lived in a nice community, Brooklyn Heights area of Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. But when my older daughter started going to school, we saw how difficult it was going to be, you know, trying to get, you know, you just because you live in a good neighborhood doesn't necessarily mean that just the school in your neighborhood is good.
Really?
And so then you have to get in lotteries and to try and get your children into better schools, and they have to do special testing. And so it was, you know, we saw that, you know, it was going to be, we had just started the process of a long, arduous journey, you know, with the New York City Board of Ed. And so we started looking outside of New York for where would be a nice place to live. And Linda had always thought that she would like to live in North Carolina. So that's how we, you know, we started researching. First, we started researching Raleigh. And but because of the schools, we made our way to Chapel Hill.
Got it. Chapel. Yeah. Why did Linda have an interest in North Carolina? What was it about North Carolina that attracted her?
I'm not sure. She just, something in her just always said she would like to live in North Carolina.
In North Carolina.
Yeah.
So it's because of your daughters and their education that
right.
you settled in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
That's right.
Fascinating. So now that you're in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, have you joined the Chapel Hill Chamber? And are you a member of the Chapel Hill Leeds Group?
Absolutely, both, yes.
And what is the value of those groups brought to Chapel Hill Printing?
Well, I mean, you were with me at Chapel Hill Leeds, or you're there with me every week, and you hear the compliments I get every week on the printing orders that we do for people there. And so it's brought me a lot of... Chapel Hill Leeds has brought me tons of value. And I also want to say that the people there I've used quite consistently and have gotten a lot of great value from them as well. It's a great, great group. The Chapel Hill Chamber of Commerce, I can't say enough about. They have just been so supportive of our business. The staff there has been wonderful. Just to sit down and talk with the president, Aaron Nelson, he's sat down and talked with us about, you know, helping us with our business model, and the state, you know, we've gotten some printing orders from them, and I volunteer as an ambassador to, you know, and so I just feel that it's a great program, and it really helps the community. I should say an organization. It's a great organization.
Yes.
And they're really helping the business community a lot more than people know.
Absolutely. Chapel Hill Leeds, Chapel Hill Chamber, two premier organizations to really help the business and keep everything going for this community. Well, now I have to ask you the sports question, because you said New York. Where does your heart bleed when it comes time for college games or for pro games?
My heart bleeds for Tar Heel Blue.
That's the right answer. Okay, good.
When it comes to sports, I'm a New York Mets fan, New York Giants for football. Although I'm not a big football fan. So,
All right.
You know, if they were playing the Panthers, you never know. I might just sit there and go, go Panthers.
Go Panthers.
Yeah. Okay. And then when it comes to professional soccer, which is really my sport, I like the New York Red Bulls.
Soccer? You're a soccer fan.
Yeah, although I have contacted MLS, the Major League Soccer Division, several times to ask them when they're going to start a North Carolina team.
And what are they saying to you?
They don't respond.
Well, a follow-up question to why you came to Chapel Hill. Have you found that the education that you wanted for your daughters has been achieved by coming to North Carolina as far as the differences with New York?
Well, just judging on how smart they are, I'd have to say yes, because I'll tell you, in comparison to when I was 8 and 6 years old, they are far, far superior to where I was back then.
Oh, my. The kids today do seem to just be, and your daughters, who I will tell our audience, are gorgeous little girls.
Thank you.
Fabulous. Good job, Joe. Thank you.
Well, yeah, I'll give the credit to Linda.
To Linda, your bride.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, let's get back to the business. Talking about Chapel Hill Printing, tell me what your mission, what your philosophy is. What makes you tick by having that company, Joe?
Well, my mission is to provide high-quality product and very high-quality service, and still trying to do that all at the best price possible. You know, you want people to feel like, again, like I said earlier, you want people to feel like they're being taken care of. And, you know, and there's nothing I like better than to feel like I've been taken care of when I go to a particular business.
Right. So you're doing others the way you'd like to be treated.
Exactly. That's right. Do as to others as you.
Yes. Yeah. Do unto you. Golden rule.
Yep.
I hear you talk a lot about buy local, Joe. And I know that the Chapel Hill Chamber has a big buy local move, push on. Tell us about Buy Local and why that's important to you.
Well, as a small business owner, first of all, the Buy Local is very important because I want you to buy local at my print shop. But the thing that I've learned, and I learned this primarily from Aaron Nelson at the Chamber, is that, you know, I never gave it much thought about the fact that if I buy something on the internet, the dollar that I just spent on the internet is technically within our community is gone forever. And so if we spend money here in the community, there's a very good chance that it's going to end up back in your business at some point. Through a particular employee's paycheck, now that employee can buy something in your store. Now, but if it goes to California or the Midwest or even, God forbid, overseas. Yeah, then if you could just forget about your community getting anything from that purchase that you made. Sure, great. You may have saved a couple of dollars, because you don't usually save a lot of money. You save a couple of dollars.
Right.
You may have saved a couple of dollars, but it does not help the community at all. There are times where, you know, certain purchases, you know, you just can't get them here.
Right.
You know, and, you know, you have to do what you have to do. And you don't have to do all of your shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
And there are just some people who can't get away from the computer. And unfortunately, and it's it affects. I think that definitely affects our economy, our local economy.
How do you get the word out about Buy Local, Joe?
Just keep talking about it. Yeah, I just keep talking about it. I keep, when somebody says that they buy their printing online, I try to shame them.
And unmercifully,
and,
right?
You know what? And listen, they don't have to buy the printing from me. There's another, my number one competitor is a wonderful printing company. I have nothing but great things to say about them. And you know what? Go spend the money there. You know what? Because then there's a chance that when that dollar gets spent again down the road, it might make its way into Chapel Hill Printing somewhere along the road. But it's never going to make its way back if they're doing their shopping online.
That's a fascinating concept, and I do know that Aaron Nelson has been pushing it for years about buy local. He even shows us the tax numbers as to how much we save, how much we're prospering based on people buying local.
I wish I could remember how many. I don't know if he said it's 8 times. If you spend the dollar locally, it can it goes back through the community up to 8 times. I'm not sure if that was the number Aaron had said at one point.
That sounds right. Right, I should say. Well, Joe, we've got about 30 seconds left. I'd like to ask you, sir, to wind up by telling us what brings you joy when you turn the key in the lock of Chapel Hill Printing every morning. What brings you joy with having being the owner of Chapel Hill Printing?
Well, what brings me joy is just to know that that I've been blessed with the gift of being able to be a business owner when so many people are out of work, and God has taken care of me and given me this opportunity to give back that way. And to receive and to give back.
Very good. And it shows when all of us who know you just know you're so proud of what you're doing and proud of giving back, proud of your family. Good guy. Say to the audience, Joe's a good guy, right? Joe, thank you so much for talking with me today.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm Sharon Hill, and you've been listening to Today's Business on 1360 WCHL.